worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. You are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. That is who you are. Way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. That is who you are. You are here, touching every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, healing every heart. I worship you. I worship you. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. 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 You are waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. That is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. That is who you are. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop working. You never stop. Never stop working, even when I don't feel that you're working. Even when I don't feel that you're working, you never stop working. Never stop working. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God.
This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to our Wednesday night worship here at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Forest City, Iowa. We're glad you could join us on Facebook, YouTube, wherever you're at. Welcome. and welcome to worship. A couple of announcements for you today. Today's worship service is pre-recorded, but we're planning next week to be here in the sanctuary. So please head to emmanuelfamily.com, click on the button that says worship sign up, and sign up for next Wednesday. And again, we're trying to keep it to about 75 here right now at this stage, but you're more than welcome to sign up there. If you have any trouble signing up online, feel free to call the office and we'll help you get signed up. And also a reminder that we will be live streaming at that point too, so keep that in mind. A couple other announcements. Don't forget, work communion opportunities continue. We have one tomorrow night at 6 p.m. and then of course this upcoming Sunday at 10:30 a.m. and then we'll have kind of a new rotation coming up next week. So please, and I believe that'll include Wednesday evening, so keep your ears and eyes open for that and what's coming up. The Rocky Railway continues. Jesus' power pulls us through. We're in the fourth week here now, so hopefully you've had a chance to check out what's going on the Rocky Railway. You can find that on our website, emmanuelfamily.com, or also on our YouTube page. And you can jump in anytime and get all caught up on how Jesus' power pulls us through. Keep it on the calendar, then a couple Wednesdays. The first Wednesday in October, we're looking at doing kind of a kickoff event of sorts here outside at Emmanuel. We'll have an opportunity to reflect on everything that's taken place with the Rocky Railway. We'll have worship a little earlier, most likely, and there may be some food too. But keep your eyes and ears open, and we'll get that info out to you as soon as possible. Confirmation continues, as does youth group, so if you're interested in those things, please continue to reach out to myself, Pastor Rod, or also Ann, and we'll get you information on that and get you signed up in whatever way you are attending. Those are all the announcements for today, so let's begin with a word of prayer. Dear God, help us to slow down, to hear and feel your presence on this rocky railway of life. Open our hearts, our minds, our ears to hear, feel, see your word each and every day. For you are able to give us rest and renewal and guide us in many different ways. We put our hope and our faith and our trust in you this day. Amen. Reading for the day comes from Isaiah chapter 40, beginning with the 27th verse. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God? Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint and strengthens the powerless. Even youths will faint and be weary, and the young will fall exhausted. But those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength, and they shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not be faint. Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God. Dear friends in Christ, grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We're continuing on that rocky, rocky railway, aren't we? And this week, we're talking about Jesus' power helps us to be bold. Trust Jesus. And this isn't exactly the easiest topic in the world to talk about when you think about it. Being bold. Because it feels like sometimes in our genes, there are some of us that are just called not to be bold in one way, and some of us that are very bold. Well, first of all, let's look at what on earth bold means, because that's the first thing that came to my mind. First, of course, was keyboarding and the computer, and as soon as you hit bold, the letters bounce off the page. You could be reading the story. Once upon a time, in a beautiful woods, there was a big, mean bear who really liked things. That's kind of, in a way, what bold is like, isn't it? But what on earth does the dictionary say bold is? The dictionary say bold means to take risks, be confident, and to be courageous. Or I'm going to completely change this up and go with Miss Frizzle's idea of what bold can be. Take chances, make mistakes, and get messy. So that's what we're going to talk about today. Taking chances, making mistakes, and getting messy. What kind of people do you know that are bold when you think about it? Let me list off some people that I think are bold, take risks, are confident and courageous. People on the front lines, on whatever that is. Could be firefighters, policemen, ambulance workers, doctors, nurses, could even be politicians, could be people in the military, could be people in your own family, could be people that can protest. Who knows? And whether you agree with them or not, they're being bold. They are. They absolutely are. They're taking a risk, they're being confident, and they're being courageous, even when we don't agree with them. One thing we might need to admit is they're being bold. They're confident. They're taking chances, making mistakes, and getting messy. But what about ourselves? What about ourselves? When we think of being bold, sometimes I don't think of myself as being a bold person some days. And yet there are times in life, in my life that I can think of, that there's a knot in my stomach calling me to be something more, to be bold, to take chances, make mistakes, and get messy. And God calls us to do that each and every day. But what does that look like? It looks different for every person. That's why I say sometimes you may agree with it, sometimes you may not. But it's there. We're called to take chances, make mistakes, and get messy in different ways, to proclaim Christ, a risen Christ, in different ways, and to be bold about that, to not be timid and say, Jesus is alive. But Jesus is alive! And he did it for you, he did it for me, he did it for all people. To be bold about that. Sometimes it's hard to do, but we need to be reminded that God is there helping us in a way, giving us that strength to be bold. And maybe that sometimes is what that knot is inside of our stomachs, is maybe the Spirit trying to tug us out of our comfort zone and to be bold, be strong, and be confident. To take chances, make mistakes, and get messy. Being bold isn't an easy topic to talk about. Sometimes, ironically, it's hard to be bold about being bold. But it is a part of our lives and in many different ways. And through scriptures, there's somebody that comes to my mind when I think about being bold, and that's Peter. Whether you agree with Peter or not, he's bold, and sometimes he's not so bold. Remember, Peter's the one that says, Christ, you are the Messiah, the Son of God. I know exactly who you are. Well done, Peter. You are the rock in which we're going to build this church. You know what? I'm going to have to go to the cross and die. They're going to take me away. Lord, no way am I ever going to let that happen. And even if it does, I will not leave your side. I will die with you. I will. Peter. You'll deny me 3 times. No. I'm too bold for that. As soon as it happens, he runs away. He denies 3 times. I don't know him. No way do I know him. And you are insane. I don't know him. And yet, even in those moments, eventually, he still has the power to be bold and to go out and proclaim this risen Christ once he knows it's true. But in our lives, sometimes absolutely it's like that too. Sometimes it's easier to not be bold than to be bold. It just is. And then sometimes there's something inside of us that's almost like a power wanting to break out and calling us to be bold, to take chances, make mistakes, and get messy. To let our faith stand out. Because one of the things that are said at baptism all the time, beloved child of God, you're sealed, but marked with the promise of the Holy Spirit, marked with the cross of Christ forever. Here's the candle. Let your light so shine before others that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Your light, my light, their light, let it so shine. Be bold and know that absolutely sometimes we're going to be scared. We're going to feel like we don't have the strength. We don't know what to do. We don't know how to do it. Maybe we just are confused, but there's that strength. There's that power. There's that power of boldness. And God says, I am with you. Let's do this together. Trust in Jesus. We can do this. I am with you always. Be bold. Be strong. For the Lord your God is with you. I am with you. And sometimes it's hard to know when to be bold. Sometimes it's to know who's bold. Sometimes it can be hard to know who's right being bold. Sometimes we won't agree with them. Sometimes we will. But God never said it was going to be easy. We've talked about that before. In the first week, when Jesus gives us the power to do hard things, this ties right into that. Being bold is a hard thing. But Jesus' power gives us the strength to do the hard things, to be bold, to have the hope, to trust Jesus, to go, to sometimes listen to that gut, to listen to the Spirit calling you and pulling you in a direction you never thought possible, to expand our understanding of the world around us, to even love our neighbor. That is a bold thing to do, to love our neighbor, especially today. I think we can all think of somebody that's our neighbor that we don't really want to love. And yet we do. Now that's a very bold thing. And it's hard. But God promises we're not alone. Ever. There's something bold leading us. Bold and bright. Just like on a page when you hit bold and it is out there bigger than anything else. That's the empty cross. That's Jesus Christ before us, behind us, next to us, the boldest thing there is and ever will be. In a minute here, we're going to sing the song called Be Bold, and we have a couple guest singers, my brother and my sister-in-law from Our Redeemer's Lutheran Church in Benson, Minnesota. They're going to lead us in this song, and it's called Be Bold, but listen to these words. And let them ring true in your hearts this week and every day on this difficult and topic of being bold. Be bold, be strong, for the Lord your God is with you. Be bold, be strong, for the Lord your God is with you. Be not afraid. Be not dismayed, because you're walking in faith and victory. Come on, walk in faith and victory, for the Lord your God is with you. That's a very bold promise. And it gives us strength to be bold like we've never thought we could be before. We're not just bold for ourselves. Not just bold to puff our chests. But bold for Jesus. Jesus' power makes us bold. Jesus' power helps us to be bold. Each and every day. So trust Jesus. Thanks be to God for that bold promise today and always. Amen.
Oh, be bold.
Be bold.
Be strong.
Be strong.
For the Lord my God is with me. Oh,
be bold.
Be bold,
be bold,
be strong,
be strong,
for the Lord thy God is with thee.
Let us pray. Dear Jesus, we come to you with so many things in our hearts and minds this day. Help us to come to you in boldness, knowing that your strength pulls us through. And send us with that same boldness out into this world to do what you're calling us to do. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the many things going on in this world, and the list just seems like it keeps growing each and every day. And we give it all to you. The illnesses, the divisions, the disasters. We pray especially for those impacted by the ongoing fires in the West, flooding and hurricanes in the South and the East, and so many other things going on in this world. We give all those things to you, but we ask especially that you guide those that are in those positions, those that are fighting to hold back the waters or the fires or whatever it is. Grant safety and peace, for they are indeed bold. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the leaders of this world. Guide them. Guide them to be bold. Local leaders, state leaders, world leaders, national leaders, country leaders, family leaders, friend leaders, group leaders, wherever they are leading, guide them to be bold in what you're calling them to do each and every day. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for those in our congregation with special needs this day. We pray especially for Heather Davison, Susan Donchi, Jill Nedved, Ashley Rahans, the family of Joanne Roney, Luann Van Gerpen, the Evangelical Lutheran Church of the Magallanes, and missionary Karen Anderson, and all those that we give to you now, either aloud or in the silence of our hearts. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, fill us up. Fill us up with your love. Fill us up with your peace and rest that only you can give. And send us out each and every day, but help us to slow down too, to feel you in your presence. Let's just take a little bit of time to feel that loving presence, and also in this time to give anything else that we would wish to pray for this day to God. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. All these things and whatever else you know we need this day, we give to you, trusting that you know what we need before we even ask for it. Each and every day, we give them to you. In the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
He has done great things.
Receive the benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you with grace and mercy, and the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. We hope you have a blessed week, and we'll see you again very soon.
Dancing, your freedom, awake.